What is going on? Welcome back to Not a Podcast. I came here today to ask one very simple question, and that question is this. Is the way you feel caused by the way you act, or is the way you act caused by the way you feel? You see, there's a lot of people, including myself at one point in time, thought that I couldn't do the things that were best for me because of the way that I felt. I was too anxious, too depressed to do the things that were best for me. Too anxious to work out. Too anxious to go to work. Too anxious to apply for jobs. Too depressed to get out of bed. Is that really true? Is it really true that the way you feel dictates the way you act? Does the way you feel have that much governance over you? Does it literally compel your actions in such a way where it's involuntary? Even if you wanted to get up, even if you wanted to go to work, even if you wanted to go to the gym, you simply can't because you're depressed. You simply can't because you're so anxious. Is that really true? Or is it true that if you had a gun to your head, it didn't matter how anxious you are? If someone said, go to the gym, you go to the gym. Is it true that your feelings dictate your actions, or is it true that your actions dictate your feelings? Do you not take care of your mental health because of the way you feel? Or do you feel the way you do because you don't take care of your mental health? Do you not go to the gym and work out because you feel weak, out of shape, uncomfortable with yourself, insecure? Or is it that you feel weak, out of shape, insecure, uncomfortable with yourself because you don't work out? I think that if you make the argument that the way you act is dictated by the way you feel, that is the equivalent of saying, I'm too broke to go get a job, which is ridiculous. Imagine saying that. Imagine saying, I don't have enough money to go make money. My problem is too great to go fix it. I'm too out of shape to go work out. I'm too mentally ill to go to therapy. That's ridiculous. It makes absolutely no sense. If you do this, you put way too much stock into how you feel. You put way too much emphasis on your feelings. And before you sit there and say, Matt, well, it's easy for you to say. You don't know what it's like to be me. I think there's a good chance I know at least what you're talking about. I think I know a little bit about what it's like to feel like you are crippled by your mental state. In fact, I know exactly what it's like because I had that very same mentality that I was too anxious to take the actions that were conducive to fixing my anxiety. I was too depressed to do the things that would help my depression, in my mind at least. And then when you sit there and really think about it, as I've stated earlier, it's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense. How can your problem be so great that you can't do what's necessary to fix it? That should be more of a reason to go out and fix it. It's really just an excuse. Truly, it's just an excuse. Because I guarantee that there are days in your life that have already happened where you've felt just as horrible as you felt on any other day, yet you still went out and did things you didn't want to do because you had to. I'm sure there were days where you were super anxious and super depressed, where you had to go to work, you had to go to school, you had to go do certain things. You didn't have a choice. The bills got to get paid. You got to graduate school. Certain things that are non-negotiable. And you made those happen. But you don't make the things that will actually fix your problem happen. Why is that? If this problem is really so great, if your mental state is really that bad, why would you not be willing to treat those things as non-negotiable? Why would you not be willing to treat going and getting help as non-negotiable the way that you treat going to work as non-negotiable? Why don't you treat going to the gym as non-negotiable the same way you treat going to school as non-negotiable? The things that are quote-unquote non-negotiable in your life are actually negotiable. You just believe they are non-negotiable. Because if you're willing to not pay your bills, then it's pretty negotiable whether or not you go to work. If you're willing to, disappoint your family and not have an education, it's pretty negotiable to not go to school. So what it really is the things that you view as negotiable are just as negotiable as the things that you view as non-negotiable. And the only reason that you view those as non-negotiable is because you don't want to deal with the consequences of not doing those things that you view as non-negotiable. But you're willing to deal with the consequences of not doing the things that you view as negotiable. You're willing to deal with the anxiety. You're willing to deal with the depression. You're willing to deal with being overweight. Because if you weren't, the things that would fix it would not be negotiable. You would treat them as importantly, as dire to your success, to your well-being, to your thriving, as you do the things that you view as non-negotiable in your life. When you sit there and say, I have to go to work, I have to, I don't have a choice. Say that about the things that help you in life. I have to go work out. I have to go to therapy. I have to do these things because they are vital to my mental well-being. They are vital to my physical well-being. I need to do those things, not negotiable. So what you do is not dictated by what you feel. And that was proven by you going to work when you felt the way you do, by you going to school when you felt the way you do, when you go to a doctor's appointment when you feel the way you do. If the way you feel was really that bad, you wouldn't do anything. You wouldn't even go to the bathroom. So your feelings really, you can't pick and choose. You can't pick and choose where your feelings are so great that you can't do anything and where they're not. It's dishonest. And furthermore, if you want to feel better, that is going to be dictated by the actions. It just is. Action is always the catalyst for change. It always has been. It always will be. The reason you feel the way you do is because of what you do or what you don't do. And if you don't believe me, if you think I'm wrong, if you think I'm bullshitting, instead of sitting there writing an angry comment, instead of messaging me on Instagram, telling me about how insensitive I am or you don't know what it's like to be me, try it yourself. Do the things that are conducive to a healthy, strong, thriving individual, whether you feel like doing them or not, and see if that affects the way you feel. Just give it a try. Test it out. And if I'm wrong, if you go 6 months and you go to the gym and you talk to somebody and get the help you need and go outside and drink water and eat healthy and do all the things that that thriving people do, and you still feel the way you do, if you feel exactly the same way and it had no effect on your mental, physical, spiritual health, by all means, come here, tell me I'm wrong. But I don't think you will.